I stayed in every night, plugging away, and based on the time I put in, I should have gotten an A for effort. I got a C. It is virtually impossible to get a C at Harvard if the assignment is turned in. I am not exaggerating. This was the equivalent of a failing grade. I went to see my dorm proctor, who worked at the admissions office. She told me that I had been admitted to Harvard for my personality, not my academic potential. Very comforting. I buckled down, worked harder, and by the end of the semester, I learned how to write 5-page papers. But no matter how well I did academically, I always felt like I was about to get caught for not really knowing anything. It wasn't until I heard the Phi Beta Kappa speech about self-doubt that it struck me. The real issue was not that I felt like a fraud, but that I could feel something deeply and profoundly and be completely wrong. I should have understood that this kind of self-doubt was more common for females from growing up with my brother. David is 2 years younger than I am, and one of the people in the world whom I respect and love the most. At home, he splits childcare duties with his wife 50-50. At work, he's a pediatric neurosurgeon whose days are filled with heart-wrenching life and death decisions. Although we had the same upbringing, David has always been more confident.